The designs of the boss infected were driven directly from weaknesses observed during our daily playtesting. For example, in the very early days of the game, there were only common infected. As a result, the survivors had a very simple rule of shoot everything that moves. Although this was fun, it lacked tactical depth and variety. The boomer's goal was to shake this simple rule up a bit, and he became the zombie that you do not want to shoot. Originally, the boomer just exploded when shot, instantly dealing a lot of damage to everyone nearby, or even the whole team if someone made a bad decision in close quarters. The boomer didn't yet have his vomit attack. That horde-drawing ability belonged to the screamer. As the design of the game continued to evolve, the screamer was cut, and this horde-attracting ability was transferred to the boomer's vomit attack. This attack fit the hugely obese and gluttonous visual design of the boomer well. Once the boomer could vomit, we realized that this was a much more interesting game mechanic and changed the explosion from an instantaneous, damage-causing one into the current vomit-splattering one. The boomer's vomit has a couple of very interesting game mechanics. Along with being temporarily blinded with vomit in their eyes, whoever is hit by the vomit becomes it, and the incoming horde of zombies only attacks that player, essentially leaving him to the mercy of his teammates' willingness to protect him. The other players who have not been vomited on have to make a quick decision about how to deal with this new situation. Another feature of the vomit attack is that it is not an instantaneous blow that causes damage, unlike the previous exploding version of the boomer. Instead, there are often several seconds of dread and anticipation where the player knows the horde is coming and can prepare for the onslaught, but there's uncertainty about how things are going to play out. This kind of anticipatory drama is amazingly powerful and makes the whole Left 4 Dead experience work well and keeps the players on their toes.